Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, along with head men's and women's track and field coach Richard Clark. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course, it's a busy time of the year for you. It's a busy time for everyone here on campus, but specifically this weekend, you guys are going to participate in the indoor South Atlantic Conference Track Championships. Let's talk about the preparation for both squads heading into this weekend.
Yeah, it's been a little tricky. Just with the weather, you know, some rain here and snow there. But ultimately, this week has been just fine-tuning, working on technique, staying healthy, staying strong, and not too many heavy practices that are taxing this week. Hopefully we'll have some solid performances this weekend, some good PRs, which is a personal record. And hopefully everybody mentally is just feeling well prepared and ready to go.
Now, we talk about some excellent performances that we've seen, maybe not even this year, but in years past. Who are some athletes to kind of keep an eye out for this weekend and see what kind of marks they can set?
Yeah. On the women's side, especially, we have Shaniqua Stevens, who's a senior. You know, this will be her last weekend of competing. For indoor, she won't be competing in outdoor, so this is kind of it. She had a real strong meet a few weeks ago where she broke the indoor record for the triple jump, and with a jump of 11.58 meters, and we're hoping to, you know, to build upon that this weekend. That everything that we've been working on will kind of come together, and that we'll close out with another record broken and a strong finish to a great, just a great career for her. Another on the women's side, Tiffany Holloway, one of our strong throwers, is ranked second in the conference right now, and had a big PR a couple weekends ago, and looking to build upon that and finish out the indoor season strong. Kylie Peck is one of our jumpers, a high jumper, who's been battling injury. And so this will be the first meet this weekend where she's really just kind of been, is going to be able to just let it go. And so we'll see, you know, how that goes for her. But I expect great things from her this weekend as well. And then on the distance side, Sydney Britt is one of our seniors who has been working really hard, and a lot of things have been going well for her in practice. And Rachel Strickland as well, another senior who's been having a real strong indoor season and looking great in practice. And so as two of the leaders on the distance squad, looking for some great things from them this weekend as they finish out their last indoor track meet. So on the guys' side, we got Tyler Holloway. He's had a big season in the indoor on shot put. He's thrown 13.84 meters, which was a big PR for him coming off of last year, and is ranked fifth in the conference right now. We've been tweaking some of his technique, and so hopefully things will kind of come together for him this weekend. And Tyrese Clyde on the hurdles, another guy who's had a pretty steady season. We've been changing some of his technique and approach to the hurdles. And so hopefully we'll see some big things from him. All of our guys, though, have been working really hard. And across the board, both men's and women's team. And so, you know, I expect they should be feeling really good going into this weekend and fresh and just ready to go. So
very excited for the team to see what they'll be able to do this weekend. For anyone that wants to follow the results and get daily recaps, be sure to visit MarsHillLions.com. We'll have stories up Saturday and Sunday recapping the events. Let's kind of jump back a little bit before the Mars Hill days. Let's talk about where you really started your coaching career at the Asheville Christian Academy. Let's talk about kind of what got you into coaching and the progression that you've seen personally in these last 5-6 years.
Yeah, well, I growing up, I did a lot of sports growing up, When it was all said and done, track is one that I pursued at the next level at college, in the college level, and I attended Mars Hill. I did track here mainly through, but I also did the decathlon, so I had a lot of experience with all the events. And as a thrower, you kind of work alongside your teammates and you kind of help each other out and you kind of coach one another. And then after I graduated, I still was around track and helping out on a small level. But as I got further removed from track, I just a desire to get into coaching grew, and something that I was passionate about. And it's probably about 3 years after graduating and being removed from track is when I started to pursue coaching. And that first coaching role at Asheville Christian Academy was my first head coaching job. And spent a few years there coaching a little bit of everything from the sprints to the hurdles, jumps, throws, and on the coaching the distance side as well, just kind of preparing their workouts. And so it was good. It was really good learning experience that helped, I think, even today prepare me for where I am now, because I'm also in that same kind of role of coaching the jumps, the throws, the hurdles, a little bit of everything. So
now, attending Mars Hill and running for the Lions, I'm sure you were under the tutelage of head coach Mike Owens.
Yes.
Mike is still here.
Yeah.
Talk about kind of that, I don't even really want to call it transition, but the evolution more or less from being, you know, tutored by him more or less, and now in an athletic role, but now being tutored and mentored in a coaching role. And talk about what Coach Owens has been able to help you learn and kind of develop as a coach.
Yeah, I think, you know, even as an athlete, he was always just kind of understanding. He challenged you. He kind of brought out the best in you. For me, he's the first one who came up to me and said, you know, have you ever thought about doing the decathlon? And so he, you know, he saw something in me and then allowed me to kind of take that and come to a place where I was like, yeah, I want to do this. And so he's one that on occasion I would talk to throughout my high school coaching career, as well as I coached with a junior Olympic team as well in the summers. And so he's one that I've contacted from time to time. And but being back here now, you know, he's the guy who gave me a phone call over the summer and asked if I would be interested in coming here to coach and be the head track coach. And so that was just an honor. And it's been a privilege to still kind of glean from him and learn from him. I'm going to him most every day with questions on how he would handle certain situations. And so it's been it's been an honor.
Say, and Coach Owens, one of the more tenured coaches here and more respected coaches on campus and really in the region and even in the sport. So certainly a great man to learn from and develop your skills from. You talked about that junior Olympic team in 2016-17. You had worked with the Asheville Lightning junior Olympic team. And just a little later after that, joined as an assistant coach at Christ School and had wild success there, state championships. High jumpers finished first, second, and third. So coming off of that in 2018, you get the call in the summer from Coach Owens, hey, are you interested? Let's get you here back on Mars Hill's campus. Hired in 2019. What is the biggest difference between what you were coaching at more the high school level compared to the college level?
One huge difference is, you know, I'm at the high school level, I'm with those athletes, those students, for just a small window of time in the springtime, usually the afternoon, I didn't teach at Christ School. I didn't teach at Asheville Christian. And so I was there in the afternoons. So one of the first huge differences is college level. I'm with them every day, from start to finish most days. And we have our main afternoon practice time, but I'm working with our athletes individually at times throughout the day. I'm also just staying invested in their lives when it comes to their education as well. You know, having them stop by the office just to chat. And so, you know, I feel like I'm in a position where I'm invested more, not just in their lives as a track athlete, but just as a human being and helping them become the best version of themselves. So it's been a unique privilege and not one that you take lightly either. That is by far the biggest difference is just the investment.
Say investment in the athletes, you talk about trying to help them live kind of their, you don't say their best lives, but for lack of a better term, just trying to get them more in tune with their body and their diet, et cetera. And let's talk about that too, because you also work as a high intensity training coach at Hard Exercise Works Asheville. Let's talk about what got you into that personal training route and how those skills have translated into coaching.
Yeah, I first was a member at Hard Exercise Works. I was just looking for a place to work out after, after a season of coaching track. That's when I jumped into working out at Hugh. And after a couple years, I was approached about becoming a coach there. And one of the main reasons why I moved forward with that was because I just wanted to get a better grasp and understanding of that side of things when it pertained to track as well, the weights, the weightlifting, the conditioning, and so understanding more so the technique behind each lift, whether it be with barbells or kettlebells or dumbbells, the programming side of things. And then with that, you know, at Hard Exercise Works, we were working mainly with the population of folks who were overweight or just nothing else had worked for them. So there was also the diet that played a huge role. And so really understanding how to diet properly, when to eat, how much to eat, what should you be eating. And so those two things, the programming side of things and then pertaining to track and the diet side of things, you know, what should my athletes be eating? What should they avoid? Have played a huge role this year, this season, finding that some of my athletes undereat or don't make time to eat. And so, if they've not had a meal, when I see them, I'll just tell them to go eat. You know, you need to eat something before we work out or before your next class, or because it's vital to their day and to their long-term success as well. So, and staying healthy. But yeah, so ultimately, I got into that to better my kind of build my resume, if you will, as a track coach. And ended up staying there for close to, I'd say about a good 4 years, off and on as a part-time coach there. So,
say we were talking off mic about some of the things that one can do to kind of help themselves. I know I need to listen to you. I know I need to take your advice to heart and start doing that. So, but you talk about kind of that well-rounded approach now, right? You were an athlete that ran track and knew, you know, more or less what can get you through. And now as a coach, you're taking those skills from that all around, the weightlifting, the eating, the training, and putting it all together and trying to build this program back to kind of its previous successes. And of course, the next opportunity we can see the Lions do that is this weekend at the SAC Championships. Just briefly touch on too, if you wouldn't mind. So indoor season is coming to a close. There's a very short break, I want to say, between indoor and outdoor. What's the difference in preparation between the indoor season and the outdoor season?
Well, a lot of our preseason training, it's a lot of general training, a lot of workouts that kind of just help build endurance and strength. And then as we get into, as we transition into indoor, we move to a lot of kind of event-specific workouts across the board, from the sprints to the throws, jumps. We'll have a after indoor, we'll transition into a pretty light week. You know, we'll that'll resemble some of our preseason training of just general workouts to maintain. And then we head into spring break, and so it'll be kind of individual workouts on their own. And then we hit the ground running with outdoor. The events are, for the most part, for some of our athletes, especially our sprinters, are, you know, a little bit longer events, you know, where some are training for the 60-meter dash. They're focused now on the 100 and the 200. So those workouts will change a little bit, but we've been doing a lot of workouts already with the 100 in mind and the 200 in mind, and the 400 as well for those that, you know, stretch out to that distance. So they should be in a place where they're well prepared for it, and the transition should be pretty smooth. On the throws side of things, indoor, you're limited to just two events. You got shot put and you got the weight throw. And so that's a long time to just be working on shot put, preseason and indoor. So we focus mainly on shot put, but we have a couple days a week where we work on our second best event or our third best event. And so they're in a place where they got a good foundation for transitioning into outdoor, where they have shot put, discus, javelin, and the hammer throw as well. So so they won't be coming in cold with some of those other events, but should be pretty well prepared. And then a lot of the other, you know, the jumping events, those are indoor and outdoor. So, you know, our athletes should be prepared there. And distance, we'll kind of back off a little bit. And then after spring break, just build back up to where we were. So we shouldn't really skip a beat, I would say.
So we look forward to the outdoor season, but I want to take this time as we wrap up here to kind of look back. We've talked about it throughout that you attended Mars Hill, graduated here in 2010 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Religion, Concentration, Youth Ministry. When you look at this athletic staff directory, there are several alumni that are back. Ellie Greer, the swimming coach, Greg Munn, men's soccer, Jamie Newsom, women's soccer, Kevin Barnett for football as an assistant coach. Alex Griggs, your assistant, is also an alum at Mars Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We talk to Stuart Jolly, who also is an alum and does a lot for this athletic department. And every conversation, at one point, he'll work in the phrase, Mars Hill is just a special place. And you talk to some of the alumni coaches, and they'll say that as well. What about Mars Hill brought you in as a student, but then what about it pulled you back and said, hey, I want to come back as a coach? And what is ultimately your goal with this program, especially here at Mars Hill?
Yeah, I, as a, you know, a senior in high school, looking for where am I going to spend the next, you know, 4 years of my life? Mars Hill was an institution that was just encouraged by my college, kind of my college advisor back in high school to check out. And when I came up here, it just, everything fit. It felt felt right. It was comfortable. It had everything I was looking for from my major on the athletic side of things, the opportunity to do track, and then you know, the outdoor setting as well. It was just a beautiful place, and just fit. And then as I went throughout that visit, I just remember just feeling that the community, there was just something about the community here where you could just plug in and feel a part of. And so from the get-go, you know, I felt a part of the community here, After I graduated, you know, I worked here in admissions for a little bit as well, and had a desire to because, you know, I grew to love the place, and it was just a real special place, and the community here, and just the environment and support from everybody across the board. Part of why I came back is the vision that our president, Tony Floyd, has is centered and just geared towards the student, you know, and each student that walks on campus, you know, the desire is to build them into the best, like I said, you know, kind of the best version of themselves, preparing them for not only their time here, but for when they graduate and walk across that stage. And so that was a vision that I wanted to be a part of. And, you know, so as I, you know, work with my athletes specifically, you know, I have that in mind, not only making them and helping them become the best track athlete, but also just the best person that they can, because, you know, their time here is at most 4 years, unless they stay, unless they graduate and they stay and stick around, but, you know, they'll move on. And so that they feel prepared for that is one of my biggest goals. So, yeah.
Well, Coach, we're thrilled to have you back here on the Hill. You're doing great things with this program, and, you know, certainly want to keep up with you throughout. And we'll probably do this again in a couple of weeks, see how the outdoor season's going, and we'll prepare here. But, you know, thank you so much for taking the time. And, again, wish you nothing but the best of luck, especially this weekend at the SAC Championships.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. And I'll see you next time.